Gentlemen, let's move into the rest of our agenda. We're back from recess. We have listed penalties and interest. If I'm not mistaken, there was a taxpayer that we'd been confronted with as to whether or not we should waive the penalties and interest because we were told we were the body that waived penalties and interest. Is that correct? I believe it is.
I believe that's correct.
But now on Thursday, Lynn, correct me if I'm wrong, we had a representative of the collector's office that came in and said that their office had taken care of it because they had found the check in the trash retention bag. Okay. Do we officially need to vote to waive the penalties and interest is my question. And I thought that's what we've been told, was that the commission is the ones that waives penalties and interest once they've been applied. All right.
Wouldn't hurt. What about the other? Does the other need to be brought?
Well, we have a letter that was received by. I'm reading. This one's addressed to you. Mine was addressed to me.
From Westcott.
Wesley Wren, Westcott Holdings. Who contends that he has penalties and interest of $1,000 and goes into a multi-page description as to why should not have to pay that? But we need to have the collector address that.
Probably needs to. I mean, I don't know if we.
I don't think we can take action without her bringing it forward, can we?
I don't know. I just think it would be great for her to have some interaction because she made. There's always two sides of the story, so I
right.
always like
is
to
there copies? Is that CC'd to her, too? Because I thought I'd seen a...
Yes. She was CC'd on this letter.
Why don't we reschedule both of these for Thursday? Will that work?
Be fine.
And have them address this issue and whether or not we need to formally vote on the other one.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
I mean, if we're not supposed to vote on it, then it shouldn't be coming to us.
Well, and I did, it was brought up and I did brought the issue forward, then they found the check. So I don't know what, didn't know what to do because the check was predated the first of the year. So I think that's what the staff member that came forward told us, that it was probably, there was none due because it was predated, but they got a bill for one. I don't know.
This is reposted for Thursday. I mean, if the other one's taken care of, which is the pressing one. Unless you want to postpone to definite time and deal with the second.
What are the two property owners so I can list them here for Nikita?
The other one is, what's the other one called?
Bristow.
Is that B-R-I?
B-S-T-O-W, I believe.
And this one is?
Westcott Holdings, LLC.
C-O-T-T?
Yes.
Staff departmental update?
That's Road and Bridge. We were going to take that time for Randy, but we've got him going in 15 directions.
You seem to bypass that then?
I think so.
Well, it's just, I'm going to slip away. You guys can take up whatever we have here.
Well, I don't know that there's anything else.
You were going to do just real fast. You've got 2 minutes. I know you had to do a road trip. Right.
Uh-huh.
I know Pat's coming here to talk with me for a while on this case that I have to testify in next week.
Uh-huh.
So I know that she and I are going to step out of the executive session. So you may have more time than you think.
When is that, by the way?
What? Next Tuesday.
No, I meant, when is she going to sit down?
Well, she's scheduled. Isn't she scheduled for this morning?
I think she's scheduled for this afternoon, but that...
Then what's litigation contracts? And then what's this afternoon? I'm confused. We have executive session three times today.
Yeah, but let me tell you, here's how that broke up. Randy only had a certain, like I said, we got him stretched so thin. He only had a certain availability of time, if you'll remember, yeah. Jim.
It's Donna.
Oh, it's Donna on that one.
This morning. I just looked here. And here's a second one on Donna.
To clear that other thing up, Jim.
Yeah.
If you remember, when Randy was in here, you said, well, let's take you for 30 minutes of a morning. Maybe we can get some of those issues.
If he had some stuff, right.
Then we'll take you right before the executive session.
Right.
That afternoon. So.
So what time is the 12th?
12:30 is with Linda, and it's regarding personnel.
Okay.
It's regarding the public administrator's request, and it's regarding the salary study.
Okay. The 1:30 is our number one.
Is correct.
Yeah.
We thought that that if we gave her an hour between 12:30 and 1:30, maybe we could wrap up some of the thinking regarding the salary issues.
Okay.
And on Thursday, to bring you up to speed, the public administrator requested a new employee and a salary increase for the employee that she currently has.
Okay.
So that's the 12:30 to 1:30.
So are we free till 12:30 then?
The litigation and contracts is these two items with Donna. Maybe we can incorporate those with our attorneys this afternoon?
I'm thinking so.
That work?
Yeah. Let's do that. We're posted that way anyway.
And penalties and interest, we have moved to Thursday. Okay. Only thing left, if you gentlemen want to take Randy at the 10 o'clock bell. Here's the listing of things that they had. Actually, this came from... It says Harlan, David, and Devin. Mechanics, trucks, update, material screen, electrical work at Branson Shop, animal control parking lot, spring cleaning, cleanup update, spray program. Those were the topics.
What time were they going to be here then, Danny? Do you know?
Well, he was going to be here for 30 minutes this morning and then 30 minutes this afternoon.
He wanted an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And on last Thursday, we said, can you give the time-sensitive issues to us Monday, and then we can balance the rest out on Thursday?
Sure.
He said yes.
So Randy should be here then?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know whether he will be because he's had three calls on different things this morning. One
gentlemen,
of
gentlemen, I have got to run upstairs to
this other one's a legal issue.
To get in on the...
Okay.
So do you want to...
Let's recess till we find out what
this is recess until we'll find out.
Okay, if R&B comes in, then you'll meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if
otherwise it's 12:30,
we'll go into the exact.
Yeah.
The recess.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to take Sheila while she's here while I'm running upstairs? Sheila.
I had a request to be here.
We can take Sheila's because you want to wait till Thursday. You got to take your phone call.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to call in at 10, guys.
Well,
Sheila, what this deals with is the penalties and interest on the...
Bristol
before...
Do we need to take action on that?
That's done. I thought, when I got the email, I didn't know what it was replying to, and I sent back, you know, who was it. Then I opened the letter from Rand. I thought
there were two. The one regarding Bristol was... Formally, do you need a vote for us to waive penalties and interest? If you do, we'll do that. If not, we won't.
No, I spoke with Danny. I went up to see you the morning. you know, I told you we have to go by postmark. And I said, if ever it shows in the postmark, we go by postmark. Okay. It was found. We save Oliver. Did you discuss it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know the story. Then we save all the envelopes. When it was found, when the girl goes through, it's... Big trash bank's full. It was posted by postmark and noted by postmark, and the statute requires So we need no vote on it.
Okay.
And I called them immediately. He was, Chuck's his name, I can't, Bistel. He was very nice and understanding, and I followed it with an email, and which I sent that to Mr. Strahan.
So you can take that off our agenda.
So that's taken care of. I opened after. I didn't know about this. I was shocked on this one.
We have it for Thursday if you want to talk about it, but if you want to talk about it now, we can do that.
What time do you have it? I have two appointments Thursday.
We can work around your schedule. We want to do it Thursday.
Okay. I need to go look. One, and see what time it is in the morning. The afternoon is full.
We can just have Nikki work with your schedule.
Yeah.
Whenever, and we're pretty open Thursday.
Okay.
And open.
Guys, I have got to run.
10:30, we've got to go. Is it 10?
11:30.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we'll post this Thursday around your schedule.
Yeah.
To talk about this.
Okay. Okay.
And get your recommendation on it, too.
Well,
so we'll be ready.
I had, when I read that letter, I couldn't believe it because it's full of such false statements.
Well, I just want to make sure, yeah.
He pulled all the documents, and when he left my office, he was...
okay, Thursday. We'll talk about Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
He gave no indication that there was anything wrong when he left my office.
Okay. All right. Reset.